Chapter 12. Mother and Daughter Reunited. Where was Esmeralda? Why wasn't she in her room? She had been sleeping when her supporters attacked the cathedral. After a while, she heard the loud noise and ran to a window to see what was happening. She saw that many people were trying to break down the door of the cathedral, and Quasimodo was throwing rocks to try and stop them. She ran back to her room, very frightened, and sat on her mattress with Jali in her arms. Suddenly, someone entered her room and gestured for her to follow him. It was Claude, but he was dressed in different clothes, and his face was covered. He didn't speak, and Esmeralda didn't recognize him. With terror in her heart, she followed him and held on tightly to Jali. The man led her to a door she had never seen and opened it with a key. The river was outside and there was a small boat there. The man stepped into the boat and pulled Esmeralda after him.
"Who is this man?" the girl asked herself. "Is he saving me? Or is there more danger here?"
The man rowed the boat to the other side of the river and still didn't speak. When they reached the shore, he jumped out and took Esmeralda's hand. He began to walk quickly and pulled the girl after him. She had no strength left to resist him, and she followed him tiredly. The little goat refused to leave the boat, and she never saw it again. Soon they reached the Place de Grève, which Esmeralda knew well. Now the man stopped and uncovered his face.
"Oh, it's you again, you priest from the devil!"
the girl cried with despair.
"Listen carefully, Esmeralda,"
said Claude in a trembling voice.
"You were not safe in Notre Dame anymore. Soldiers were sent to look for you and to take you to your death. Look there in the middle of the Place de Grève. That is the gallows where they want to hang you. This is your last chance to live. I can save you, or you can die."
"I only love Phoebus," cried Esmeralda. "I would prefer to die than be with you."
Finally, Claude accepted that Esmeralda would never be his.
"Well then, you will die," he exclaimed angrily.
He took the girl's arm and dragged her across the square to the tower of the recluse and threw her into the tiny room. He called out,
"Paquette, you hate this girl. Now you can take your revenge on her. I'm going to call the soldiers to come and take her to die. Guard her until they come."
With these words, Claude ran towards Notre Dame. Esmeralda looked at Paquette with fear.
"You're the woman who always curses me. Why do you hate me so much?" she asked in a trembling voice.
"You're a gypsy, that's why," answered Paquette. "About 16 years ago, a gypsy stole my beloved baby girl. All that they left me was her tiny shoe."
Paquette showed the girl the shoe, which she always held in her hand. Esmeralda's face showed her shock. She opened the little bag around her neck and took out a tiny shoe, exactly like the one in Paquette's hand. There was a note attached to the shoe, and Esmeralda read it aloud. "When you find its match, your mother will open her arms to you." There was silence for a few seconds, while the two women realized what this meant. Then Paquette held out her arms to Esmeralda and cried with joy,
my daughter, you have finally returned to me. Every time I saw you, my heart ached. I thought it was from hate, but it was love that I felt."
"My mother," the girl cried, "I've found you. I've been looking for you for such a long time."
"I'll take you to our old home away from Paris, and we'll live in peace and happiness," said Paquette.
She held Esmeralda and kissed the girl's face.
But their new happiness lasted for only a few minutes. The soldiers arrived and surrounded the tower.
"Where's the gypsy girl? The priest told us she was here," many voices cried.
Paquette pushed Esmeralda into a dark corner and stood in front of her to protect her.
"She ran away,"
the recluse called out. But the soldiers didn't believe her, and they ran into the room. Paquette's eyes were wild and she screamed,
"No, she's my daughter, she's not a gypsy. Leave us alone, we have finally found each other."
Two soldiers began to drag Esmeralda out of the room, and Paquette, now holding her tightly, was dragged along too. Soon they were at the gallows. Both women were crying and begging for mercy. The executioner ignored them. He put the rope around Esmeralda's neck, and the hanging began. Then he pushed the recluse away with all his strength. Paquette fell onto the stones and died immediately. The sun was just rising as two figures stood on one of the high towers of Notre Dame Cathedral. They were Claude and Quasimodo. Then one figure fell from the tower and crashed on the ground below. Who fell and how? After Quasimodo had searched the whole cathedral and had not found Esmeralda, he suspected that Claude had taken her away. Quasimodo climbed to the top of the tower and saw the priest standing and staring at something in the square below. Quasimodo followed his gaze and with horror saw the executioner dragging Esmeralda to the gallows and putting the rope around her neck. Tears ran down his face as he watched the death of the young girl he loved. The hunchback looked at Claude and saw a horrible smile on his face. Was the priest enjoying Esmeralda's suffering and death? Quasimodo could no longer control himself. He was sure that Claude was responsible for the girl's death. He ran towards the priest and pushed him, and Claude fell off the tower and died immediately. Quasimodo gave a great cry, which shook his whole body.
"Oh, all that I ever loved is gone. I have no reason to live anymore."